The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is dismissing questions about President Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden and his family. Taking questions after a speech in Greece, Pompeo says questions about the propriety of the call is a silly, quote, gotcha game.
Look, I was on the phone call. I'm on almost every phone call with the president, with every world leader. The president has every right to have these set of conversations.
Meanwhile, the president's continuing to bristle over the impeachment inquiry into his conduct after Democrats subpoenaed the White House about contacts with Ukraine, and he signaled that his administration would not cooperate. Iraqi authorities say at least five more protesters have been shot and killed in anti-government demonstrations that have raged in four neighborhoods in the capital of Baghdad, bringing the day's death toll now to 14. An overnight curfew has been lifted. This is SRN News.
We're facing culture attacks, both beyond and within our borders. Now is the time to rise up to protect our conservative values. On Tuesday, the 22nd, Elder and Prager team up for the War for America's Soul Tour at the Crown Plaza Air in Bloomington. VIP tickets are already sold out, so reserve your seats before they're gone at am1280thepatriot.com.
This event is supported by Serenity Home Interiors.
Hour two of the Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner Mitch Berg is coming up next right here on AM1280 The Patriot. Something else that's coming up very soon is Dennis Prager and Larry Elder are teaming up for a powerful evening of identifying the key threats to our country. This will be a night of strategic planning at the Bloomington Crown Plaza Air on Tuesday, October 22nd. Visit am1280thepatriot.com to reserve your seats. This event is supported by Serenity Home Interiors. Here's your Twin Cities forecast brought to you by Great Plains Windows and Doors. Rainy, high 57.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My mission, make talk radio great again. Mission accomplished bit by bit every single broadcast, along with my colleagues, Brad Carlson, every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. King Banyan, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on the King Banyan Radio Show, all about economics on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. Together, since March 2004, we have been slaying all that stands before us on Twin Cities media, really. Not just weekend radio, weekday radio. You look at all the people who were lined up against us in the early days. It was kind of funny to watch. Back in the day, you had a series of Twin Cities radio stations that tried to do the same model that NARN introduced to radio. I mean, there's never been a radio show like the Northern Alliance before, ever, in radio. Before 2004, the idea of putting a bunch of bloggers on a commercial talk station, they'd have said you were nuts. And they would have been right. I mean, they were nuts to put us on the radio, but here we are all these years later, and it worked. And some of the other stations tried it. I mean, the boutique talk station, they've had a few stick. I mean, some good friends of mine are on the air over at the Little Talk Boutique, the other frequency. You can look them up. They can pay me to promote them. I'm not going to put their numbers out there, and they won't put mine out there, and it's all good. But the other station, which I'm told still exists, the 950, the progressive talk station, which I gave out their frequency because I know that any of you who go over there are going to laugh so hard, you'll come back over here and tell us what a joke it was. So I have no problem giving their frequency out there, because the more people listen to them, quite frankly, the more people listen to us at any rate. They tried at various times over the years to put liberal bloggers on the air. And it was the audio equivalent of, well, listening to the audio equivalent of that op-ed from the New York Times just read by what's-his-face, the guy who was calling for common-sense speech regulations. Anyway, by the way, that piece, I had a question on Twitter asking me to post a link to the piece. I don't know if this is the piece he was talking about. It's I'll try and post a link at Shot in the Dark in a bit. But it's in the New York Times, on the NewYorkTimes.com website from yesterday. It's entitled, "Free Speech is Killing Us." Free Speech is Killing Us by Andrew Marantz. And if you support the freedoms that make America, that define America, that make us different from the UK or Denmark or Austria, you should read it. Internalize the lesson that is there for you, which is that, yes, they really do want to create a ministry of speech to tell you, the unwashed peasant, what is real and what is not. And yeah, there is something to be said for developing literacy in the media when it comes to consuming news and media. There absolutely is. That's one of the reasons we're here, by the way, to take some of the toxic spin that the media imparts to the left inevitably on the news. For example, Marantz called for government-controlled, he quote, robust government-controlled media in his piece. And a piece came out this past week that was interesting in its way. It was from Minnesota Public Radio. They have a woman of I believe, Muslim descent working as a reporter who reported on some sort of stalkery behavior directed at Dar al-Farouk Mosque in Bloomington. Now, this mosque has been something of a almost literal lightning rod for the probs of assimilating new ethnic groups into the Twin Cities. It was firebombed a couple of years ago, and it's an episode that brought out the essential craven, the craven depravity of much of the Twin Cities left. I cite in particular the Reverend Nancy Nord Bentz of Protect Minnesota, who responded to the firebombing of the mosque by imploring Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus and the Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance and other Minnesota gun groups to give any information they might have about the firebomber. Of course, that was just a little bit of casual slander. I know a number of the gun groups reached out specifically to the mosque to offer their condolences and to offer their help, and the idea that someone being a Second Amendment supporter would therefore also want to firebomb a mosque is the sort of stupid casual depravity that befits, well, too many on the left, especially Nancy Nord Bentz, whose relationship with the truth is roughly like Elvis's relationship with moderation. Anyway, the post goes into the concerns some members of the mosque have about some stalkery behavior that is alleged to be taking place on the part of a Twin Cities area blog that focuses on what Minnesota Public Radio calls conspiracy theories about Muslims. And by the way, I'm with them on that. This will disappoint some of you out there and affirm a few things a number of you know quite correctly about me, and that is, while I'm not Muslim, and I'm not Muslim for a good reason, there is a certain strain of lunacy that has sprung up around Islam in Twin Cities circles, all too often Republican circles in Minnesota. This notion that alone among the all of the world's faiths, every single Muslim in the world, every single person who traces any lineage back to anyone who has ever been a member of the Muslim faith, is so controlled by every single I, dotted I and crossed T in the Quran that a verse about deceiving the infidels will hold the dominant position in the way every last one of them reacts in every last corner of their lives. And so, therefore, every single Muslim that comes to this country claiming to seek a better life, we are told, secretly is a sleeper agent. Maybe not even announced to them. But at some point, apparently, some mullah somewhere will pull the takiyah switch, and the verse in the Quran will be activated in the brain of every single Muslim, no matter how far removed from their 7th century homelands, no matter how far advanced in our society, no matter what they have done, no matter how they have prospered, no matter what sort of life they may have built for themselves and their family in this country, they will inevitably become obsessed with the notion of tearing this country down and killing infidels and dragging us all and treating us all the way ISIS treated infidels in the caliphate while it still existed, because it's in the Quran. That is what they are importuned to do. Notwithstanding the fact that not a single faith in the world has 100% of its adherents who agree on all, even how every dotted I and crossed T in their holy texts are to be interpreted, even on mundane points. I mean, Christianity has broken into what? For if only we had someone from a theologically oriented college around here to comment on this. How many major sects of Christianity are there right now? Producer who has not yet earned a nickname on this broadcast.
Yeah.
By the way, introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Yeah, Wyatt Morrell.
Wyatt, thank you very much. The longer you're on this broadcast, the more likely you are to get an official nickname. You attend, I won't name the institution, but you attend a Bible-affiliated, a religiously-affiliated school here in the Twin Cities.
Yep.
And to the best of your knowledge, last we checked, the last this number was measured, how many sects, major sects, is Christianity divided into?
It's only a few.
Well, okay, we've got Catholicism.
That I can think
we've got
of.
Catholicism, Protestantism, and really two major divisions of Protestantism, mm-hmm. evangelical and your more mainstream. You've got Orthodox. You've got the various Coptic sects, of which there are at least half a dozen, going from the Maronites to the Egyptian Coptics to the Armenians. So I'm counting five major schisms within Christianity right now. And by the way, as you're well aware from your history classes, you, Wyatt, and everyone are well aware, we Christians have fought numerous bloody wars over the content of the affirmation of faith.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wyatt. We'll work on that nickname here shortly as things carry on here. So that's Christianity. Islam is even more broken up. Six major sects of Islam. Everyone's heard about the Shiites and the Sunnis. Probably fewer still have heard of the Sufis and the Alawites and the, what's the other one? There's a couple more. And those are broken up into, there's 72 significant trains of thought in Islam. And they have split off with each other over pretty much everything you can think of. And beyond that, virtually every imam, every priest, if you will, every reverend, has broad authority to interpret the Quran for their congregation, which is why Muslims in the Twin Cities, Somali largely Muslims in the Twin Cities, alone, virtually among Muslims in the Western world, suddenly stop pushing pork through the scanners at supermarkets because their imam and their imam alone said that touching pork or carrying alcohol in your cab or putting a service dog in your cab was unclean. What's the word? Traif? No, that's Jewish. Wrong faith. So the idea that alone among all the world's faiths, among Confucianists, among Hindus, among Shinto, among Christians, among Zoroastrians, I mean, pick your faith.
None of them agree even amongst themselves about what every last word in their holy text means. And none of them, I mean, you talk about Judaism. Sorry, I forgot about that one. You don't find a single person in the world who will say, oh, every Jew is going to respond to commandments in the Torah as if a robot responding to a piece of code. Well, okay, Ilhan Omar might, but no rational person outside of the 5th Congressional District would say any such thing. Well, Rashida Tlaib. Okay, no rational person would say any such thing about Jews. Or Catholics. Well, they did used to. 60 years ago, they said they should never have Catholic presence because they are all hardwired to obey every dotted I and crossed T coming from the Vatican. But Muslims are different, you might say. Okay, why? Without saying, because the Quran says so. Which is no more convincing than saying, because Jesus said so, as an argument. We'll come back to Dar al-Farouk in a moment. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Oh, yeah, and NPR. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper. This is why this is fun. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Piers Nachawadi with Principal Office in Dallas, Texas is responsible for the content of this ad. This is an urgent message for anyone exposed to the herbicide Roundup and diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The World Health Organization has designated Roundup weed killer as a probable human carcinogen. If you've come in contact with Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you may be entitled to compensation. A free consultation is now available to discuss your options and help you understand your legal rights and actions. Call 800-705-2717. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States, and a California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. But time is limited to file a claim. If you worked with Roundup Weed Killer and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. You could be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-705-2717. That's 800-705-2717. 800-705-2717.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep, I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. You can join me on hashtag NarnShow on Twitter. Hey, don't forget, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder teaming up for a powerful evening of identifying the threats to our country that we need to deal with. We got racial divides, push for socialism, abortion, economic disparities, curtailment of free speech, gun control, you name it. It's going to be a night of figuring out how to duke it out with the other side. Eldred Prager arrive at the Crown Plaza in Bloomington, October 22nd. By the way, brought to you by Serenity Home Interiors. Go to am1280thepatriot.com to reserve your seats. By the way, VIP dinner tickets are sold out. The Narn table, of course, sold out almost, first of all, right behind Dennis Prager. So rock in the free world while you can. Get down to see the War for America's Soul tour and help us keep the world free to continue keeping on rocking in. 651-289-4488, the number to call. We were talking about a piece from Minnesota Public Radio that came out this last week, documenting to the extent that it does the fact that somebody from a local blog, who I'm not going to name on the air here, taking its criticism of Islam to the level of borderline allegedly stalking the Dar al-Farouk Mosque. Well, behave yourselves out there. Meet speech you consider to be bad with more better speech, and follow the law, for crying out loud, or get off my side. By the way, my side is not bashing on Islam for the sake of bashing on Islam. Certainly not on the basis of theological conspiracy theories, which is not to say... By the way, I got into an argument about this with a conservative friend of mine some time ago, who's otherwise right on most every issue. I said, yeah, you know, there are Muslims and there's parts of Islam out there that are genuine concerns for freedom. And I think a lot of Muslims know that, which is why a lot of Muslims come to this country. And by the way, this is not to say that I agree with the way resettlement has been done in this state. We've talked about this on the broadcast numerous times, how basically people from Somalia lately have been dumped on the Minnesota economy, dumped into Minnesota society without a whole lot of regard to their future, to their well-being, to their care and feeding, in a society, by the way, a society and literally a climate that is the opposite of what they grew up in. Okay. East Africa, Minnesota, very different places weather-wise. I mean, I remember the story of the first attempts to settle Somali in Fargo and how they, well, perhaps advisedly skedaddled out of there and moved back to the Twin Cities pronto. As a North Dakotan, I can certainly understand. However, this is so not excusing either the nonprofit industrial complex's resettlement fiasco that's been ongoing for this past several years, which basically involves government connivance to get lots of new DFL voters into parts of the state that haven't been reliably DFL enough. I mean, it is basically stacking ballots. It's basically legal ballot stuffing, bringing people over, basically saying, okay, you know who brought you here. We know who settled you up here. Now keep voting DFL or the gravy train may go away. As Michelle Malkin might point out, these are people who have been brought to this country, perhaps for not reasons that uphold the best that this nation stands for. The whole striving for freedom, yearning to breathe free, all the stuff around the crown of the Statue of Liberty. They may have been brought here less to breathe free in a free society and among a free associate of equals than they have been to be a bunch of warm bodies to pack into the ballot box for the DFL. This is something that we are going to need to deal with as conservatives in this state. I also had someone who should know better say, well, as I pointed out, with, by the way, the active information of people who have knowledge as a security industry, but even among the Somalis, the least stable group of Muslim immigrants in this country at this point,
10 to 15% have some degree of sympathy with violent jihad. And of that, a few percent might actually do something about it. And a lesser percent, granted enough to cause a bit of a recruitment problem, might actually take actual action. But that still leaves 85% who came here, forget about the program that brought them here for a moment, for purposes of argument, people whose reasons for coming here aren't that much different than your great-grandparents and mine. A friend of mine who's right on most issues said, well, how do you tell the good ones from the bad ones? Well, the same way, and this person has some background in the legal field, so I thought it was odd that I'd be explaining this, but say you tell a good immigrant from a Muslim country from a bad one the same way you tell a good Italian from a bad Italian, a good Irishman from a bad Irishman. I mean, how do you know an Italian isn't going to be John Gotti? How do you know an Irish immigrant isn't going to be a provo who's used to setting car bombs to get his way? How do you know a black person you meet isn't going to crack you over the head with a 2x4 and take your wallet? You tell them apart by their actions, by what they do as individuals. By the way, this is a line I draw in the sand for conservatives. Conservatism is about rejecting collective guilt. All people of German descent are not guilty for the Holocaust, although there were an awful lot of guilty Germans 75 years ago. All Jews are not guilty of whatever it is that Jews have been accused of over the centuries. You don't blame an entire ethnic group for whatever historical issue that you might have, even if it's true. Groups aren't guilty of the activities of their individual members. And yet, I found way too many Republicans, it pains me to say, who are perfectly willing to throw that out the window over the, quite frankly, balderdash notion that because the Quran says something, every last Muslim in the world will turn into a robot responding to coded instructions alone among people from every other faith in the world. Yes, you do look for the good ones from the bad ones. Yes, Donald Trump was right to restrict not all Muslim immigration, but immigration from six countries that Barack Obama also restricted immigration from. Countries with unstable, failed governments where terrorism was rife. By the way, Muslim is not a synonym for terror. Not all Muslims are terrorists, although an extremely disproportionate number of terrorists are Muslim. That's a simple fact. And you do, by the way, have Muslims in the world who say, yeah, it's time to do something about that. Not nearly enough, but reforming any major faith takes a ton of work. Anyone who's ever tried it will know, says me, the Presbyterian. At any rate, as I started the whole spiel out, one of the things I pointed out was my job here at this station on this broadcast is to help you, the consumer of news, unpack what is real and what is fake coming from, well, the world around you, including the government-supported media that Andrew Marantz would like to propose as a cure for misinformation, disinformation, and, quote, fake news. In this case, Minnesota Public Radio, which carried out the perfectly responsible act of reporting on some of the threatening behavior on some people's parts towards the Dar al-Farouk Mosque. It's legitimate news. One of the things you note is, however, that they report at great length about the activities of a group of bloggers, Because the only way they will ever take bloggers serious is if they can use them to beat Republicans over the head. And they went on to say that conspiracies theories about Muslims played a major role in the 2016 and 2018 Republican races, pointing that a number of anti-Muslim resolutions did bubble up through a number of caucuses and legislative district conventions back in 2018. Some of them even made it to the district conventions. Somehow they avoided reporting the fact that all of these resolutions got shot down without a peep at the state convention, without extreme prejudice. Somehow that didn't make the coverage. This is your interpretation. Northern Alliance, be right back.
The following is a public notice for those who are disabled and unable to work. To ensure that all Americans are granted fair access to their Social Security benefits, a team of disability specialists are currently reviewing claims. If you've been denied disability benefits before or are making your initial claim, you may be eligible for this program. You'll be assigned an experienced disability specialist with inside knowledge of the SSDI and SSI programs. They'll evaluate your situation, complete your application, and present a strong, effective case to the Department of Social Security on your behalf. If you suffer from a physical or mental disability, you may qualify for up to $2,800 per month. A toll-free number has been established for you to check your eligibility. And there are no fees unless you secure benefits. Applying for Social Security disability can be a long, complicated process. Increase your chances of receiving the federally mandated benefits you deserve by calling now. 800-329-1117. Spaces limited. Call 800-329-1117. 800-329-1117.
Terrorism, radical jihad, nuclear instability. The United States faces these and many other global dangers nearly every day. Larry Elder here. And while it may seem like these international threats are beyond our borders, we face greater risks against the Constitution and the rule of law right here at home. Radical socialism, illegal immigration, racial divides, social infighting. These and other dangers plague the bedrock of our great nation as bad actors want nothing more than to destroy our way of life from the inside. We are facing a war for America's soul. And now is the time to continue the fight for conservative ideals and morals. Join me, Larry Elder, for an event to help you give an intelligent answer to attacks from the far left.
Join us at the Crown Plaza Air in Bloomington on the 22nd. VIP tickets are already sold out, and preferred seating is filling up fast. Reserve your seats now at am1280thepatriot.com.
This event is supported by Serenity Home Interiors.
Social Security is with you through life's journey. Get to know us at socialsecurity.gov. We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, or you can join me at hashtag NARN Show, N-A-R-N Show, on Twitter. White man came across the sea. Do you like your rewards cards? Or at least you like the rewards, but you hate the cards? Well, we got a deal for you, the AM 1280 The Patriot Fan Club. Go to am1280thepatriot.com. Click on Fan Club for member exclusive access to perks, prizes, savings, giveaways, getaways, and so much more. Go to the website and mention, we got all sorts of prizes and stuff to check out here. Just go to am1280thepatriot.com. Check them all out. And send your thanks to the Freedom Fan Club, which is brought to you by Lucky's Stations, the place I'm going
to get my gas and snacks on the way home for the rest of my busy, busy day. So check it out. I will be out there among you tonight, and I will be... Well, that's not true. No, I'll be... I'll be working at a haunted house in Ramsey County, which may make you want to run to the hills, because it's scary. 651-289-4488. Freedom Fan Club brought to you by Lucky Stations, the gas station you should be going to. We're talking about, I mean, so much stuff ties in together. I mean, just the idea that you would trust speech. One of many of the most precious rights of being a citizen as opposed to a subject, a distinction that is lost in the likes of Andrew Marantz, who sees himself as being one of the ruling class, one cannot doubt. The idea of trusting your freedom of speech to the interpretation of government bureaucrats, which is what Andrew Marantz calls for in his deeply stupid article, Free Speech is Killing Us. If you live in the Twin Cities, and I live in St. Paul, a city I love, but whose government deeply, deeply disturbs me, the idea of trusting anything to the bozos who run governments, I say this with all due respect to my many friends who are in representative politics, the bozos who run government, again, company of all my friends accepted. I know I have a lot of good friends out there who listen, who are elected officials. Some of them even work in the executive branch. What's to say? Individually, government is composed of a lot of people who are out there for all the right reasons, doing their best. But government as a body all put together is all the things we do together stupidly and competently. So I know a lot of people who try. But as Ronald Reagan once said, the scariest phrase in the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Now, if you live in St. Paul or Minneapolis, the phrase that should terrify you is, and that is all too true, is, I'm from the government and I'm here to hinder and obfuscate the wrong people, which in its way is even scarier. You get government trying to impose its vision of what the right society is, the right mixes of this is, that's, and the other things to make a society. In other words, attempt to build out of their little fiefdom, in this case, Minneapolis or St. Paul or Bloomington or Roseville or Maplewood, to try and create what little utopia they can, little version of whatever is in their power to tax and spend into some sort of pseudo-utopian state as a monument to their own wisdom. And we see the results of that up and down University Avenue in my neighborhood, the Midway. Actually, up and down University Avenue in Midway, Frogtown, Union Park, Desnoyer Park, St. Anthony Park in St. Paul. The witnessing the desolation that has come from decades of one-party government control. St. Paul, like Minneapolis, both are cities that have less political diversity than Berlin in 1974 had. Well, maybe not less, but just about the same. The difference being that the governor of St. Paul doesn't have tanks. Well, yeah, no, they do. The police armored car, which so far is not being used against people speaking out, but we give Andrew Marantz enough time and enough power, you never know. Anyway, because common sense speech reform will eventually lead to red flag speech laws and background checks as common sense measures to prevent the wrong people from speaking. I digress. You can see the results of decades of single party government in St. Paul as you go up and down University Avenue. Most recently, the collapse, the closing of the Midway Walmart. Two hosannas from the people, the right people in St. Paul, in the Midway, in Merriam Park, inevitably white, upper-middle-class, college-educated progressives who work in the nonprofit industrial complex or in academia or for government, every last blessed one of them, or who works rather low-level, unfulfilling job in the private sector, but makes up for it by throwing everything they've got into Democrat Party politics. I mean, that's the profile. It's a stereotype, but it's also a profile. And here's the news for you. It's also dead on accurate. At any rate, the Midway Walmart closed to the hosannas of dozens of upper middle class progressive white people, busybodies who don't shop at Walmart anyway, who were throwing around links to articles from your Mother Joneses and your NPRs about what awful, toxic things Walmart stores are to communities and how the community would be much better off without it. Bear in mind, this is a bunch of progressives prog-splaining to an urban inner-city community that their community will be better off without inexpensive, available products in great variety at a price that all but the poorest among us can afford easily. And by the way, jobs for 330 members of their community. Perhaps not the right jobs. Jobs for minimum wage, for an insufficiently inflated minimum wage. Jobs where people, I don't know, have to learn marketable skills to advance. You know, things that progressives hate. Well, it doesn't matter. Store's closed. Dead. Gone. It's an ex-store. It's pining for the fjords. And the person who is, it pains me to say, my city council representative, not that it makes any stitch of difference, because on the St. Paul City Council, literally, there's not a single thing to distinguish any of the seven of them from each other. Every last one of them comes out of the nonprofit industrial complex. The last person who had even the faintest shred of private sector experience left office, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And it was not my city council person, the former Russ Stark. Before that, other people who came, again, out of the nonprofit industrial complex, people who basically are to government what remora are to sharks. And he was replaced by a woman named Mitra Jalali Nelson, who writes on Twitter this past week, addressing gentrification / displacement is about correcting imbalances of power in the market, power in the decision-making process, and power over the meaning of a place. The city needs to get proactively involved for the public good in areas at most risk of displacement. She's talking about the threat of gentrification of poor neighborhoods and the need for government to step in and correct imbalances of power in the market and power in the decision-making process. Now, the reason that this is the sort of word salad that one normally associates with malignant narcissists is that what Ms. Nelson or Ms. Jalali Nelson can't quite bring herself to say in this tweet or ever in any format, in any medium, is that she is an elected representative of the DFL, a party that has had complete untrammeled power in the city of St. Paul for close on 70 years here now, with the brief exception of Norm Coleman's 8 years as mayor, by the way, in which he was elected as a moderate Democrat, a moderate DFLer, and only changed office when his real election was when he was essentially kicked out of the DFL and his election was essentially assured anyway, because even a Republican can get reelected as an incumbent in St. Paul, provided he gets elected as a Democrat in the first place. The DFL has had absolute, unmitigated, unblemished power in St. Paul for going on three generations now. So when Mitra Jalali Nelson, my city councilwoman, chatters away about correcting imbalances of power in the market, she's talking about a city where the market has had no power for decades. When she chatters about power in the decision-making process, she says so as representative of a party that has had absolute control of government's decision-making process since before she was born. And power over the meaning of a place. Who is government to tell us what a place means? This is, at best, word salad. It is, at best, politicians' double talk, and at worst, a hint that we have people here who have an incredibly warped idea of what government is supposed to do. I don't go to you, Mitra Jalali Nelson, all due respect for idea of what anything means, much less the town that I've been paying taxes in since before you were likely born. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. We got some calls to action coming up here. Go nowhere. Be right back.
A man decides after 17 years that what he goes there for is to unlock the door. Well, those around him created...
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
I'm Jan Mark Hill, helping you understand the times.
What has been happening in the last 2 years has never occurred before. The level of anger, the vitriol, the words, the things that were said. Some people blame that on President Trump because he can give it back.
Dr. James Dobson sent his followers a word of warning about America's rapidly changing political climate as socialists vie to take over the country. He says, I write you today to express my profound concern for our nation and for everything cherished by people of faith. Love of country as we have known it is in jeopardy as those who are determined to fundamentally change America want no allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. We need to take Dr. Dobson's words very seriously as freedom in America is in jeopardy. For more information, listen to our weekend program on this station or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Reminding you one more time, the War for America's Soul Tour. Coming up October 22nd, 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday night at the Crown Plaza Air at Bloomington, right by the Mall of America. Tuesday, October 22nd, Larry Elder, Dennis Prager, be there. I will be there along with King and Brad. Holding forth at the Narn Table, which is sold out, but you can still get tickets. So when I say get up and do it, get your tickets, get down to the Crown Plaza Air, because
No, not Detroit, Bloomington. Go to AM12A, thepatriot.com.
We still have all sorts of tickets available, but none of them are premium VIP. None of them are at the Stars tables. Yeah, I just call us a star. Okay. None of them are available at the Prager, Elder, or Narn tables. Those sold out so fast, management was like, whoa, there's something going on here. Yes, there is. People are getting concerned about this election. We need to be. Yeah, at any rate, make sure you turn up for that. Tickets are on sale, but they are going so fast. Even the general admission tickets are going so fast this week. You're going to want to get in on this. So government, one of the things I harp on this broadcast, especially as we head towards elections, is yes, the presidential elections are absolutely important. And as little as I like Donald Trump in so many ways, I will cop to it. I'm not a never Trumper, but I'm a Trump skeptic. I'm a skeptic of all politicians, but I'll be honest, I've got my personal issues with Donald Trump, yet I will take him over all the alternatives, every last one of them. I mean, there's not a single Democrat in the race I would ever vote for. When Joe Biden when Joe Biden is what passes for a moderate in your field, you know you've gone through the looking glass. So presidential elections are important. Likewise, getting Jason Lewis into the Senate, presuming he's the nominee, and I presume he will be, against Tina Smith. Oh, yeah, that's beyond important here, folks. We cannot continue to be represented by the likes of the Butcher of Vandalia, Tina Flint Smith. I'm sorry. Someone with that much blood on their hands deserves to be, I don't know, working at the Midway Walmart. Oops. And the congressional races are all vital, too. I mean, I'd love to think that it's possible to defeat the likes of Ilhan Omar and Betty McCollum. And it's certainly possible to defeat the likes of Dean Phillips and Angie Craig. And it needs to happen. But and by the way, to flip the seventh CD, either by retirement or, God willing, election. I mean, it could be done. And so we'll be talking hopefully in coming weeks with Michelle Fischbach and potentially other candidates because, of course, it's a wide open field right now. We haven't had caucuses, much less conventions yet. So anyone is still potentially in the race. By the way, not to say that I'm not supporting some of the people who are going to take a run at Ilhan Omar. Our friend Lacey Johnson is among several who are back in the race in the 5th CD against Ilhan Omar and in a just world. Lacey Johnson, in a race based on integrity and message and the content of their character, Lacey Johnson would win by a 3-digit margin. But it's Minneapolis, a place that elects people like Jacob Frey, who released a statement this past week in Donald Trump's visit. Under ordinary circumstances, it would be an honor to welcome a sitting president and to showcase all our city has to offer on the national stage. But these aren't ordinary circumstances. Orange man bad. Since taking office, President Trump's actions have been reprehensible, blah, blah, blah. On October 10th, our entire city will stand not behind the president, behind the communities and people who make our city and this country great. While working middle class people, I guess not. While there's no legal mechanism to prevent the president from visiting, his message of hatred will never be welcome in Minneapolis. Just putting that out there. Just when anti-fa, quote anti-end-quote fa, decides to try and womp on citizens, just want to make sure that the city of Minneapolis' enablement of this sort of violence is a matter of public record. So consider it consider it noted. Jacob Frey and his reign in Minneapolis is further evidence that local elections in some ways affect your life as much or more than national elections. And in some ways, the farther down you go, the worse it gets. We have been talking for some years now about the rot that has set in Edina. And we got three. And by the way, we have a regime in Edina that seems hell-bent on making the Edina schools, formerly among the best public school districts in America, into a bigger joke than Minneapolis and St. Paul. And they're well on their way. I mean, we've heard the controversy. Well, now is the time for all good people to stand a post here, folks. We got three candidates who we will hope to be talking with on the broadcast in the near future. Sarah Petzkoff, Lou Nanny, not that Lou Nanny, different Lou Nanny, and Linda Fried, I believe it's pronounced. They are running for the Edina School Board. And if sanity is to prevail in what was once a crown jewel public school district in this state, they need to win, and many more like them. You've seen the power that this can have. Our friend Jessica Craig and Tanya Prince Simons up in Maple Grove, Osseo, have helped keep that district on the mental straight and narrow, and it shows. I mean, they're on budget. They deliver a better product to a wider range of people. This shows what a good school board can do. This is not what they have in Edina, no more than Minneapolis and St. Paul, where the school boards, all three places, have turned into basically training grounds for DFLers. Our kids, I would like to think, deserve better. If you live in Edina, you have a chance to prove it. By the way, speaking of chance to prove better, our good friend Julia Coleman, formerly, you may recall her as Julia Schlesing, former Miss Minneapolis, who went on to, of course, be a regular on Brad Carlson's closer edition of the Northern Alliance, is currently on the city council in Chanhassen, but is looking, as I had hoped she would, at bigger things. As much as important as her service is in Chanhassen, she's looking up. She tweeted out this past week, after many thoughtful discussions with constituents and concerned Minnesotans and hours of prayer with family, I am excited to formally enter the race to represent Carver County in the state Senate. I believe that putting families first, we can create a future we can all be proud of. She is running to replace Scott Jensen. I mean, in theory, Carver County is fairly conservative, but this last election was brutal to conservatives in the second through fourth tiers of to Republicans in the second through fourth tiers. And she is running to replace someone who, let's just say, is not a movement conservative. Scott Jensen, who is a Republican of sorts. I mean, he is a Republican. But the soccer mom scared him to the center on a couple of issues, including guns. He certainly dropped the ball on Second Amendment on a couple of sessions here. He's retiring from office and taking some of his beliefs with him. And Julia needs to get into office. If you live in Carver County, this is your time to shine. By the way, God bless you, Julia, for getting in. Looking forward to talking on the broadcast soon. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in to Brad Carlson 1 to 3 tomorrow. Thanks for stopping by. God bless you all. God bless America.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf Equipment has been designing, engineering, and assembling zero-turn lawnmowers with U.S. and global parts right here in the United States. Professional landscapers and homeowners alike have relied on Hustler Turf Equipment to provide features such as Hustler's patented smooth track steering, heavy-duty steel decks, and premium bolstered seats. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find a dealer near you. That's HustlerTurf.com, HustlerTurf.com.
So you're searching online for that perfect sermon series that you can really dig into, but you can't seem to find what you're looking for. I suggest you give GodTube.com a try. GodTube.com is loaded with sermons from well-known and revered Bible teachers who cover every topic you can imagine. And there are no shady comment threads or questionable content, just great sermon after sermon. Hear God's word daily, grow deeper in your faith, and be inspired by the sermon section on GodTube.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.